Short Stack Radio. We're having lots of fun at Short Stack Radio. So come and sing along, we're talking about shit, and it doesn't make sense, but we're the best of friends, so listen anyway, yeah.
Hello and welcome to Short Stack Radio, the very first, the very last, episode 11. The first and last episode 11.
Mean? It's the only episode 11 we'll ever do.
You could say that about every episode we
do. I know. You know what I feel like? I feel like
you just wasted 10 seconds of the listener's time.
I feel like we need a niche. We need to be the number one something podcast.
Yeah, I agree.
But what could it be? Like, it needs to be something so specific no one else is doing it.
Ooh.
I thought about it.
What's that?
Welcome to Short Stack Radio, the internet's number one Little Elvis Jones podcast. We could talk about every episode, just one little reference to Little Elvis Jones and the Truck Stoppers.
Is that a fluently known pop culture reference spot?
Well, for those that don't know, Little Elvis Jones was the son of Elvis that was left at a petrol station in Darwin in a guitar case.
What? I didn't know that.
What do you mean?
I was going off the cartoon.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't real. So it was a cartoon. But the premise of the cartoon was a baby boy in a guitar case was put at a petrol station in rural Australia.
We have a connection to that show as well.
Oh, yeah.
We do?
Yeah.
The guy who drew it helped us with our video.
He helped draw the Amy video with all the cartoons.
Well, there you go. Show Stack Radio, the internet's number one Little Elvis Jones podcast.
Yeah, let's start episode 11. Who wants to go first?
I should start because I don't want to put you guys too much on edge. Like, I don't want to ruin the vibe of this podcast we got going, but I thought it's probably wise for me to bring to your attention the other day when I was sitting there on that computer just behind you, Brady, that's now out there.
Oh, no.
It should be fine. Anyway, I saw quite possibly the biggest spider I've ever seen.
Oh. Like,
I looked it up. Serious? It was only a huntsman. It was only but it was massive. And it charged straight across the room, like ran straight across the air. I got out the spray. I killed it. I thought I killed it. Anyway.
Where is it?
I sprayed it. And then it ran off behind my amp. Thought it was all good. Thought, yeah, he's just going to crawl up in the corner, die. Well, then I was sitting on the computer a couple of hours later. Bam! He was right beside my head. Like, just, like, proud up and everything. My claws up.
Yeah!
I sprayed him again. It was the no-frill spray bot. I'm not going to lie. It was the cheapest stuff.
That really sucks.
You should see it.
I'm not freaked out by spiders, but there was one in my house the other day, a huntsman, and it was on the wall. It was on the door, sorry, and it came out of the bathroom, and it was like, hey. And I was like, whoa, and I went to, like, hit it with my hand. And then it did the arc up thing. And I was like, oh, shit. So I had to go and get, like, a book.
Why would it arc up?
When they get on their hind legs and they're like, get their fangs ready to take a chomp.
I have a spider story, though. I don't know if I've ever told you guys this, but I was on a date once. And I got, it was in the park, and a huge weird spider crawled up my leg and it bit me.
I can't imagine you. I'm more just intrigued by you on the date part of the story. Like, I'm just imagining you with a picnic and a couple of sandwiches. Just doesn't seem Sean. Anyway, back to the spider story.
And it bit me on the leg. Like, it fucking bit me. And I saw it there and it was pretty weird looking. So I was like, oh, I'm really worried about this. So I'm going to have to call it the spider hotline. And I tried to, like, play it as cool as possible.
How did you know a spider hotline exists?
So I called them up. And then, but I was trying to play it really cool. And I was like, oh, I'm experiencing this. Like, I'm a little bit lightheaded. She's like, oh, you'll probably be right. And then I was like, I'm experiencing radioactive powers and I feel like I can take on anything. And she goes, yeah, everyone says that. You're going to, like, finish wasting my time now. I was like, oh, thanks. I would like to talk about something.
Sure.
KFC.
KFC. Well, we talk about KFC a bit on this podcast.
I love KFC. I was hungover yesterday. So I had to go to KFC for lunch. And it was the KFC at Lake Haven, and I got recognized there, which was cool. Yeah, I've been recognized a lot recently, which is quite strange.
See, I haven't. I think that's a good. Like, I'm happy about it, but I have not in a long time. It's been good.
It's been good. But I got recognized at the KFC that day, and I was like, oh, hi, how you doing? A lovely girl. But then that night I played soccer around the corner and I went to get KFC again. I couldn't go back because I was like,
that happened to me. I used to live in Sydney and my local Red Rooster, I was like really addicted. And I ended up going there like every single Friday night. I was like at my Red Rooster and the same girl was always there. And after three times, I was like, I can't have Red Rooster anymore.
Because they think you're just this that just had KFC twice a day.
See, KFC, they're pretty good at the special orders. Pretty good. They're not the best. Like, I'd say McDonald's probably chomp them a little bit on the unique
when
orders.
You say special orders.
Oh, you are so difficult.
No, no, because let's, I always...
It makes me hate you just thinking about it.
No.
Like, do you have mayonnaise on your burger?
No.
Okay.
That's the main thing. I always ask for no mayo. Most of the time they get it right. They screwed it up a couple of times. The other night, massive, you know, rager, ended up at KFC. And I got home and it had mayo on the burger. And... I kind of told them off. I was drunk.
Oh, I was so you called? Called them. Oh, like, no.
Right. Just rambling on about it. But then afterwards, the person I was with told me, I was like, dude, I don't actually think you asked for no mayo. And I think I was just that drunk that I didn't remember.
And the dude behind the counter was like, oh, I'm 16 years old. I do not give a shit. Yep. Like, just eat it.
I know. Like, given that we used to work in fast food joints, I feel the pain. And I just became one of those jerks, like drunken wankers. You just
you know
come
what you should do?
Like, oh, yeah, you're kidding about this.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Brilliant idea. Are you
What's
ready?
That? I'm ready.
You are going to... bring up KFC and apologize. You're going to ask for the guy.
He
and you're
won't
gonna
care
say,
though.
No, he would. If that happened to me at Domino's, I'd be like, wow, thank you so much.
Yeah, but if that happened to me, I'd be like, oh, well, you're already being a fuckwit now. Like, you can't rectify it. Like, I know this is the person you are. Now, drunk you is real you.
I guess so, but Andy is pretty pleasant most of the time.
Yeah.
I usually
go out of my way to do manage.
Brady is an excellent drunk.
There's no filter.
You and I are terrible drunks.
Yeah, I'm horrible.
We are the worst. Brady came over to my house last night. Was it last night? The night before?
2 nights ago.
We were all there, me, Jeff, and all the gang.
Mm.
We were like, on 1 to 10, we were 11. Like, we and he like
I was
rocked
completely
up sober. And I was like, hey. And he was just not on the level.
This Friday, guys, I am doing something quite manly. Now
I'm intrigued. Now you've got my attention.
Not in the traditional sense, but I am going out to dinner.
Ooh.
Oh, that's
no way.
Not too
you
surprising.
You eat dinner?
are you going to have a beer at this dinner?
Probably not, no.
At a sports bar?
No. I'm going to a fancy French restaurant.
It doesn't sound that manly.
It is who I'm going to dine with that makes me a man. Are you ready for it?
Every time you have friends that I don't know, it offends me so much.
Well, this might, then you might, let me just get to it. This Friday, I am taking my mother out to dinner, just me and my mum, fancy dinner, for the first time ever.
That's weird.
Yeah, I can honestly say I have not done that. I don't think that's that uncommon. I think it depends.
It's not that weird, right?
But wait, no. Where does your mum live? You don't see your mum that often.
No, she lives down the road.
Isn't she going to London or something?
She is, but that's okay. So I understand why you're doing this. See, I got scared initially because I thought she might think that I have really big news or that I'm dying or something. I went, Mum, it's not about that. I feel
that's weird, dude.
Well, it's not weird. It's nice of me.
No, but you just got to put yourself in your shoes. His shoes. Would you go out to dinner with your mum or no?
No.
See, I don't. I think I don't.
Like, there's no way you would either. No way.
See, like I wouldn't shy away from it. Like if she offered, maybe
but that's
yeah,
the point.
Go and do
I
it.
Offered, you got to offer yourself.
Yeah, for me to go and say, "Hey, Mum, I'm going to take you out to dinner." That's something I'll do in the future. I don't feel I'm ready.
I haven't done it yet, but
it's called
Le Chat Noir.
Le Chat Noir, but as like in Australian, you go Le Chat Noir. Yeah. Like chat is something bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like oh, that's chat.
That chat noir.
Got it, chat noir.
Nah,
breaking news.
Nah.
Hold on. I'm still going with my story, thank you.
Okay. I have some breaking news, though.
I bring this up because I wanted to ask you guys for any advice, things to talk about with my mother. I feel like she probably is interested in what we've been up to. We'll talk about the podcast.
Little Elvis Jones, number one. Little Elvis Jones, podcast on the internet. How's the podcast going, Brady? Well, I don't want to brag, Mum, but it is the number one Little Elvis Jones podcast online.
She'll probably ask about you too.
Yeah.
Andy's Andy, I'll say.
The truck Andy's, stoppers.
Andy's always Andy. Sean, I'll say, has been doing some riding.
Yeah.
Been doing well. She'll ask about how it is over at...
my house, which you can't mention. Why don't you tell people where I live?
And that'll be the first 2 minutes, and then I don't really know what else to talk about.
I think you just, you have to get a little bit liquored up.
Yeah, you got to have a few drinks.
But then I'm getting drunk with my mother. Is
no,
that
that's
a bit
cool.
weird?
You've been drunk with your mum before. Do you remember your 21st?
Your mum
is a rager.
Your mum's pretty fun.
What if my mum picks up while I'm on a date with her? Mm. This is going to be the most awkward thing I've ever encountered.
Maybe you should pop over, Eddie.
See, I wish I could give you some advice, but I've feel like it depends. It really depends on the personality, because here's one for you. You know, I've lived with you guys for most of my life. Well, by you guys, I mean Brady, you and mm-hmm. your stepdad and my mom and all that. And I feel like, you know, because I've worked with Gerald a lot, your dad, I can pretty much chat to him about anything, just random crap, like, because we have a lot of similar interests.
He loves swimming.
He loves... Definitely don't talk about that.
Hey,
yeah,
Brady's dad.
I saw a
great last night.
I saw my dad the other day and I just don't have anything to say.
No, it is like that when
you get older. Just because I don't see him. Like, yeah. I see him probably like twice a year, which is bad, but... So I hit him up, really weird, but I think I'm going to go on a push bike ride with him because he's really into that's push lovely. Biking. But do you think, I think that's weird.
No, that's cool.
It's kind of weird.
No, like, yeah, I'd rather do that. I go surfing with my dad all the time.
Yeah, oh, see, I don't know. Do you think maybe?
So it's just about seeing your loved ones at the most upvotes convenience to yourself.
My favorite type of podcasts are informational ones. Like I listen to Hack, I listen to ones that you learn something. I feel like if I've left that podcast learning something, you feel like you've taken something in, like it was value.
So would you guys like to know some little Elvis Jones and the Truck Stoppers trivia?
Yeah, definitely. I remember the song. Do you remember the song?
Wait, is that what you're looking
up? No, surprise, invincible after prize. Rock and roll surprise for Lennon Grace, a little baby boy in a guitar case. And mom and dad could hardly believe their eyes.
And as the Cadillac drove into the night, I swear we were blessed by the king.
Santa called me little Elvish.
Yes, I know that.
Mount Rick is all shining, a king.
And yeah. How great was the episode Serious Business, where Elvis, to the townsfolk at least,
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm just trying to...
Would you like to know some actual interesting facts?
Love to.
Tell me when to stop. Most Japanese schools do not employ janitors or custodians. The Japanese education system believes that requiring students to clean the schools themselves teaches respect, responsibility, and emphasizes equality.
You know what? I agree with that.
One second. To save everyone thinking their podcast just skipped... Yeah. Or we've come halfway through a story. Are you just giving us general random trivia?
Well, Andy said the best podcasts are podcasts where he learns something.
Okay, so we're back on that now. I can only edit so much. Okay. So for everyone listening, we're now randomly, because this is the most untogether podcast we've ever done, we're now randomly going to read you some random facts where you learn some things. Move on to number two.
Adidas will cancel any sponsorship deals they have with a player or athlete if it turns out he has any association with Scientology.
Wow.
Is that another interesting fact?
Interesting. I totally get it, by the way.
Is that not discrimination?
Yeah, I guess so, because it's still discrimination.
And I'd just like to chime in again. This is indeed Sean Diviny Googling some facts and reading them out to you on the Sure Stack Radio podcast. Number three.
I have another fact, mm-hmm. a little fun fact that I know, and I'll trail off into another long story. because most of your kids know I was in a car crash when I was 13.
That's what happened to your face.
Yeah.
My front three teeth.
My front four teeth, actually, are fake. So anyway, I have to take really good care of them, brush them all the time. Mm-hmm. And I was looking it up. It is not actually good for your teeth to brush straight after eating. Okay. Straight after eating, your teeth are too sensitive and it can actually destroy them. If you brush straight after, you're meant to give it some time. You're meant to wash out your mouth first. You can't do it. And that's another fun fact.
So this was indeed fun fact number three.
Yes, with Thank the you. Longest setup ever.
Can I just point out, we'd like to hear your fun facts. Podcast at surestackband.com. Please send us your most interesting fun facts and we might bring them up next week. Okay, so we've received quite a few emails, guys, from last week.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it was good. It was good to see that we have a lot of random listeners.
Do you think that was because of my slight bitch saying that we haven't got anything good?
Possibly. People felt bad. All right, let's kick it off.
Try harder.
Jocelyn Mason, she says, "Hey guys, do you have any more stories about Cape Girl?" And I thought, it seems that she's quite a popular character on the podcast.
I do love her. I think she's like a legend.
You got to give the people what they want.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do have a Cape Girl story. I think it was Tom Reed. Boy called Tom Reed once threw an apple across the playground and it broke the bathroom window. And a handful of people saw it and everyone was like, okay, agree not to tell. I'm like, yeah, right, we agree not to tell. And Cape Girl ratted us out. I believe.
No, I don't believe Cape Girl would do that. Mm-hmm. We think so highly of her.
I was brought up with prison rules, right? You don't dob in anyone.
Snitches get stitches.
Okay, moving on to Ginger Kenny. I have this is my update about the McDonald's coffee frappes. Mm. Ginger says, hello, Short Stack.
Hello.
Hi, Ginger.
She has indeed done research on the subject of whether there is coffee in the McDonald's frappuccinos. Oh. And there is, in fact, no coffee in them. They use a coffee-flavored syrup. And yes, one of the ingredients is coffee powder, but it is not a shot of espresso.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Coffee powder, but like...
She goes on to say it's diabolical, and she would be very grateful if we spread the word on our podcast.
Thank you for your letter, Ginger. But I mean, I spent the week looking up Wikipedia, and they said there's 133 grams of coffee.
I trust Ginger.
Maybe she can let's do a segment. She can get a job at McDonald's, work for us undercover, secretly,
yes.
And we'll call it the Ginger Ninja.
I feel like we're taking down corporations slowly one at a time. I've seen a lot of things on A Current Affair recently trying to bring down Woolworths.
We started it.
Again, like, I'm going to write them in. I tell you, I'm not letting this banana thing go. Next week, I might write in.
We know Peter Stefanovic is an avid Short Stack Radio listener.
Of course. Olivia Cooper, she would like to know our routines before and after we do a show. Thought that might be interesting.
I think it's not really that interesting. Well, we always do the knuckles thing. Everyone in the crew, cool.
Yeah, we do that.
And
I thought she meant before a podcast show.
Oh no, I think she meant the gig.
But yeah, she might have meant the gig.
I would say podcast show. I think we've spoken about what we do before shows before.
Yeah, before a show, we just whatever. We get nervous, but before a podcast show, it's actually not very interesting. Me and Sean normally drive to Andy's place where he set up this amazing office, and then we argue about something, and I plug in. I normally forget a microphone.
The thing that me and Brady do is we talk about all the podcast stuff on the way down here. So when we get down here, we have to talk about it again.
But it's still new and exciting for me. Like, I'm intrigued by some of the things. Other things, I'm like, nah, Sean, I just don't give a shit, eh?
Like, how many – I think people should know how many political rants I go on that Brady has to cut.
There's at least one fucking episode. Start a separate podcast for the cuts.
I thought
just all the political crap.
And people can listen to that if they want.
I thought we could start an episode on Tuesday. So that comes out Tuesday. And then on Thursday, we could have one where we talk about video games. How good would that be?
Let me move on to our last bit of feedback here from Chanel. So Chanel has a really good update. Last week we brought up the subject of how fires are started.
Mm.
Now, Sean said, I believe it was you, Sean.
Yeah.
You said that it was by volunteer firefighters who want to be heroic.
Yeah.
And I said that it's a sexual thing.
Dudes want to jack off.
Well, I didn't. Your words, not mine. Now, let me just read this whole email.
There's no way you're right with this.
She just listened to episode 10.
Yeah.
And she'd like to let us know that, yes, she says Andy, but I think she means Sean. Sean is correct that there are volunteer firefighters out there that start fires. However, Brady is also correct in saying that some of them start fires for sexual pleasure. She says, as a volunteer myself, although I fall into...
I've started several fires and masturbated to all of them.
Wait a minute, sorry. She's a volunteer, so she might have taken that story personally because she would know all these people personally.
As a volunteer myself... Although I fall into neither category, I have that information given as part of our training. Thought I'd let you know. So that is actually a reliable source.
What's that? The information that a lot of volunteers do it.
Yeah. They do warn them that we were actually both correct, that it is a thing.
Well, thank you very much. Was it Chanel?
Yeah.
I think that's what they do, but I think they start it and they drive home and then they have to have someone call it in, obviously. But it's like...
I just saw this fire. Should I put it out?
No, they can't call it himself because they'll know that they called it. But like then they'll... have to wait for someone to notice the fire. So, like, how long will it be before someone notices the fire?
Ah, oh, you'd be sweating, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, shit.
And
you walk outside, it's just smoke. Like, uh-oh.
It's pretty messed up because it ruins people's lives. Like, losing your house and, I don't know, your position.
So I was going to say it's a good thing for the economy, Andy. No, sorry for the sarcasm.
So I was just noticing, Brady, you were looking for a PowerPoint and your thing is about to die.
Is this your subject?
This is my subject while I was looking at your computer. And I feel like last week we're making a bit of fun out of my grandpa, like fun out of some of the crazy things he do. I honestly think, Brady, you will be one of those crazy grandpas. Wait, like your studio at home. Kind of held together with blue tag. I noticed Sean just took it off.
We're sitting on crates here. How is this any better? He's just talking about a mutant spider running around.
No, this is meant to be like, you know, shit.
Tell the children there'll be no orphanage.
No, okay. But what I was getting at is I've just noticed like you've got these what is that, like a $4,000 MacBook Pro, awesome, spanky computer, looking great.
I am extremely wealthy.
And you're one of those kids, you get like a new toy and you just got to use it for stupid reasons. You got this cheap-ass label maker, right? And I'm sitting here looking at the top of your laptop. Let's just show, you can't really, well, you have the cheapest-looking Brady Webb and your email address stuck on it in like this shitty paper that's peeling off. Like, that's a giant laptop. Like, where you think people's gonna see that? I'm like, oh, I better give him, you know, a call. The thing, it looks like crap.
I think
that
the looks funny, like crap. The funny thing is, it's like, this is how insecure
you look.
Brady
really
is
offended.
As a person.
He's insecure. Look at how offended he is. Look,
I'm just
face.
Waiting for my turn.
This is how insecure Brady is as a person. Like, the case doesn't have the Apple logo on it, so Brady has an Apple sticker.
He has to put the Apple sticker
on the case.
Everyone knows it's Apple.
So everyone knows it's a Mac.
My turn to talk now, guys.
Go.
Yes, sorry, Brady.
Fuck you all.
Beep. No, shut your mouth. Thank you. The reason I have a label maker, yes, I'm quite. We were talking about this on the way here, Sean. I'm a little bit organized. I put that on.
He's
the
a
reason.
Bit anal.
The reason why I have nice things, expensive things, things well looked after, is because I look after them. I put my name on my computer because I went to America and I thought, if I lose my laptop, I want the. If
oh, okay, that's a valid.
Thank you.
Yeah,
yes.
That's a valid point.
Someone
you
finds
just go
it.
Away.
I put my name in big letters and then I put my email
you
address.
You open it and it's like it should say your name there,
well,
or like.
Okay.
Okay,
you happy? Ready? This is the sound.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. It'll ruin my head. Don't do it.
Your hair?
My head.
Oh.
Oh, I thought there'd be like gunk on it.
No. Nah, already. Checked. Already that was.
He already cleaned it.
And the final sticker to shut Andy's mouth. And I can't get it off. Gone.
So much better.
You're so gonna
see, that just went up in value. You pretty much just renovated your computer.
Yeah, well, if I lost it in America, I would have got it straight back. So that's why.
Nah. In America, they would have kept it. They would have run away, and they would just Brady Webb.
It depends if
and
an Andy and Sean
home,
found it, or if a Brady found it.
They would have sat at home, and then they would have smoked some weed, and they would have looked you up on Facebook, like, "We guys computer."
He can afford it.
Look at all this weird pornography this guy looks at.
Just send you emails of them in like awesome locations with your computer.
Yeah, that's what they would do. Anyway.
Thank you guys very much for tuning in. We'll see you again next week. Once again, tickets on sale for our tour in this summer. We'll see you all there.
Please like, subscribe, share with your friends. Make a comment. Let us know. Like, I want to know sometimes. Just say it shit. Just be like, yeah, nah, not feeling this subject, but keep trying next week.
Maybe. Yeah.
You've been listening to Shostak Radio, the number one Little Elvis Jones podcast on the internet.
Would you like some more Little Elvis Jones trivia?
Yes! Let's do it!
How much more can you do?
I think people are going to vote no on that one.
No. Maybe next week.
I reckon people are like, genuinely anyone listening has no idea who Little Elvis is and they're going to go home and Google it.
Maybe we should like dedicate each week to like a random ABC kids show. Like okay. Next week we can do Feral TV.
That was a good show. Last week we were talking about Cheese TV, not really an ABC show, but
not pretty close.
Getting back the nostalgia.
We didn't get any feedback about Rove cancelling Cheese TV, actually.
No.
But that's still open.
Bye!
Bye, thanks for listening.